Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, WNBA star Brittany Griner landed in San Antonio, Texas this morning, where doctors are examining her after months of Russian detention. The U.S. and Russia swapped prisoners, and Russia got the arms dealer Victor Boot, who was serving a 25-year sentence after being charged with plotting to kill Americans. Nicknamed the Merchant of Death, Boot was arrested in Thailand by the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency in 2008. Here's what Mike Braun, the DEA's former chief of operations, said about Boot on CBS's 60 Minutes in 2010.
Victor Boot, in my eyes, is one of the most dangerous men on the face of the earth.
Nick Patton-Walsh is CNN's international security editor, and he interviewed Boot shortly after Boot was arrested. Nick, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you doing?
Well, thank you for being here. Victor Boot is accused of supplying arms to al-Qaeda, to the Taliban, and helping fuel the civil wars in Rwanda and the Congo. In fact, during almost any major armed conflict from the 1990s on, U.S. authorities say Boot supplied weapons to the bad guys. How did he pull it all off?
He says he didn't. He says he's just a pilot who flew materiel around those conflict zones and has been unfairly tarnished with the brush of being an arms dealer. But you have to remember, when you're talking to this man, he's charismatic. He seems to have a personal history with pretty much every major figure in Afghanistan or Africa that you bring up in conversation. So deeply connected, smart and capable, certainly, but also accused, as you say, of some of the most diabolical arms dealing, frankly, in the 90s and 2000s, that some say perhaps assisted Moscow's interests, but also to fueled and strengthen some of these conflicts in which thousands of lives were lost.
Despite all the crimes that Boot allegedly committed, the one that the U.S. nailed him on was conspiracy to kill Americans. He spent 14 years in prison after being tricked by DEA agents pretending to be Colombian terrorists. Tell us briefly about that sting operation and how the U.S. finally caught him.
Yeah, I mean, to some degree, it's almost remarkable that given his career history and the accusations of what he's done over the last 20 years, it was, in fact, a quite synthetic sting that ended up him doing jail time. Now, this happened in a hotel in Bangkok in 2008, a complex operation in which U.S. drug enforcement agents pretended to be Colombian rebels, terrorists in other parlance, and said to Boot, look, will you sell us sophisticated weaponry that we could use to kill Americans? And he said, yes. And was then recorded doing that and arrested. And then they launched a particularly extensive extradition case in Bangkok, during which I spent a lot of time talking to him, convincing him to give me his last interview on camera. But it was quite clear that the Americans desperately wanted this man in their custody. It was pretty clear that the defense he had in Thai courts was getting some kind of Russian diplomatic assistance. It's fairly clear they were putting pressure on the Thais not to extradite. Mm-hmm. But eventually they lost. He ended up in a New York courtroom and got a 25-year sentence, which he's not served all of.
You mentioned the interview you did with Boot in 2009. He was actually in prison in Bangkok at that time. What was that interview like?
It was to some degree extraordinary because, yes, I got the denials that I expected that had been the bedrock of all of his public persona. But you also sense this man who didn't want you to think he was a nobody, who wanted you to know that he spoke pretty much every language he would have needed in every conflict zone he went to, that he knew key figures in certain wars personally, would sort of, you know, shrug his shoulders when you talked about one of them and say, oh, is he still dodging the raindrops? Things like that that made you clear that it was absolutely not a man who was simply a pilot shipping around harmless materiel. He always said that things like The Lord of War, the film starring Nicolas Cage that sort of fictionalized his life, was all nonsense, had nothing to do with him. But I personally met his wife at one point. I saw some of the home videos that they had. It was clear he was close to a lot of conflicts at certain times during his lifetime, and certainly had a much more extensive checkered past than he would tell you openly.
Well, many people believe he had ties to Soviet intelligence. In our last 30 seconds here, why do you think Russia wanted Victor Boot back so badly?
We may never know, but it may be because of everything he did for them in the 90s and 2000s. But fair enough, that was kind of exposed. So the big question is, did he serve with somebody in Africa in the past, which he's denied, who then went on to be in Putin's inner circle? Did he have some kind of way in into that sort of dark box of the Kremlin that the US so desperately want to penetrate, that the US felt he could assist them with? We'll never know that answer. He may no longer be current in that circumstance, but still a man of incredible importance to Moscow.
That's CNN International Security Editor Nick Patton-Walsh. Really interesting. Nick, thank you so much.
Thank you.